Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of Qiyamul Layl, the virtues of the Tahajjud Salah. As we explained, because of the importance of this Salah, this Nafil Salah, we'll find as we go on, that the most virtuous Salah after the Faraz Salah, after the Fara'id, all those Salahs that are Faraz, the most virtuous Salah is the Qiyamul Layl. In other words, from the Nawafil Salah, from the optional Salah, the most virtuous. So after those that are obligatory, all those salah that are obligatory, the most virtuous is the Tahajjud Salah. So because of its importance in our deen, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explaining or telling us about the importance and the virtues of Tahajjud Salah. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم إذا هو نام ثلاث عقد يضرب على كل عقدة عليك ليل طويل فارقد فإن استيقظ فذكر الله تعالى إن حلت عقدة فإن توضأ إن حلت عقدة فإن صلى إن حلت عقدة كلها فأصبح نشيطا طيب النفس وَإِلَّا أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا النَّفْسِ كَسْلًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shaitan ties three knots at the back of your head when you are asleep. So on the nape area, Shaitan, he ties three knots when you are asleep. We'll explain this now, what this three knots means. So upon every knot, he stems the words that you have a long night ahead of you, so continue sleeping. Shaitan knows the virtues, he himself knows the virtues of Tahajjud Salat, he knows the virtues of Faraz, of Fajr Salah. So what Shaitan wants a person to do? He wants him to sleep. And tell him, don't worry, the night is still long, we got enough time. And even when a person wants to wake up to, he'll tell him, snooze, carry on snoozing. This is Shaitan's style, to try and make a person sleep longer and longer. He makes a lot of effort upon the person that is trying to wake up for Fajr Salah, that person that is trying to wake up for Tahajjud Salah, Shaitan is working very, very hard upon that person. So Shaitan, what he does, the first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that he ties three knots at the back of your head when you are asleep. Upon every knot, he stems the words. So upon the person's napes, now he ties his three knots and he stems this, these words, that you have a long night ahead of you, so continue sleeping. If he wakes up and he remembers Allah Ta'ala, now when a person is trying to wake up, he's making an effort from his side. One is Shaitan's effort, and one is the effort Allah Ta'ala has given us to do. So man is trying to make an effort. So the first thing that he does, he wakes up. Why he's near now to wake up? So he wakes up. So when he wakes up and he remembers Allah Ta'ala, he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala. First lesson we learn is that when we wake up, what we should be doing, taking the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person wakes up, so he reads a dua when he wakes up. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi would tell his companions, his friends, that when you wake up, then read this dua, the dua for waking up. And what did he say? He would tell them that read the kalima also. So read the kalima also when you wake up, so that you wake up also with iman. So one is a person wakes up and he reads the dua, he would tell them also read the kalima when you wake up. So anyway, when a person wakes up, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one knot is opened up. He becomes a bit looser. One knot is opened up. When a person performs wudu, another knot is opened up. Now he goes and he makes wudu, another knot, he becomes looser now. He becomes a little bit more energetic as he's going on. If a person performs salah, all the knots are opened up. Now what he did? So first he started off with taking the name of Allah. He read the dua. He made wudu. A person now read salah. When a person performs salah, then all the knots are opened up. So in the morning, this person, Nabi alayhi salam is saying, so in the morning he's energetic and he's cheerful. Otherwise, a person wakes up in a bad mood and he wakes up lazy. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, and Bihaqi. That this person, otherwise he wakes up lazy. When he's carried on sleeping through that tahajjud namaz, through that fajr namaz, he carries on and wakes up after sunrise, he wakes up lazy and he wakes up in a bad mood. So one of the things ulama explain is for us to get into a good mood, to get rid of depression, is start the day early. Start the day early. Naturally Allah Ta'ala makes it such that a person that starts his day early, he's energetic. Why? He started his day with salah, he started his day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that knots of shaitan upon this person is taken away. There's no urinating of shaitan upon this person. So one of the cures of depression is starting the day early, starting the day with the name of Allah, starting the day with salah, etc. So here, one easy remedy for depression. People think that I can wake up late, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, sleep and sleep. The cure for depression, the cure for making a person happy and energetic, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, start the day early, start the day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, what is meant by the first part of the hadith, we said we'll explain it. Shaitan ties three knots at the nape of a person, at the back of the head of a person when he is asleep. So when you are asleep, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that shaitan ties three knots. Ulama give a few explanations. One is literally shaitan ties knots that holds a person, like how you tie a knot to something to fasten it. You know, fasten an animal down, like Qurbani time you tie it with knots, you tie the legs, etc. You tie it to a pole or you tie it to some tree. So one is literally shaitan is tying a person down. We can't see it, but it's the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One explanation. Another explanation, shaitan tying a person down, is shaitan makes a person lazy at that time when he goes to sleep. He makes him lazy, he wants him to continue sleeping. These are the knots. So when a person is removing the knots, he's actually removing that laziness now that shaitan has tried to get him into. The third explanation ulama gives, it refers to shaitan gaining control over a person. Person is fast asleep, he has no control of himself, he got no control of his mind, etc. So one explanation ulama give is that this is the tying of shaitan. Shaitan has got some type of control over that person at that moment. Other explanation ulama give, it is similar to the knots used in black magic. A person used black magic, and it's similar to that described in Surah Falaq, that is described in detail. We did the tarjama, the translation of it before. But this is one explanation. However, when we hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we take it as it is, that shaitan ties knots upon the person. How he does it, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but we accept it. And then what we know is, we are taught the remedy to get rid of this. The first remedy is, shaitan is telling a person, ties a knot, and he tells him, don't worry, sleep, the night is long. Even when Fajr time is close now, he's saying, no, sleep, time is long. Before a person knows it, he already missed his Fajr namaz, he missed his Tahajjud namaz. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the remedy. The first is, a person wakes up, he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala. The second thing is, a person makes wudu. Obviously, if a person needs to use the toilet, etc., he uses the toilet, but wudu a person makes. And then the third thing he makes is two rakats of salah. So therefore, ulama explained that the first two rakats of salah that the person reads, tahajjud salah, etc., he should try and read it short. So even if a person got a habit of reading long tahajjud salah, the first two rakats, he should try to read it short. Why? Because of this hadith explaining that that last knot that is opened up upon a person is after he reads salah. So therefore, now a person can now read his long rakats of salah. All that knots, that laziness that shaitan puts over a person is completely out by the time he finishes two rakats of salah. So this is the three remedies to get rid of the laziness at the time in the morning when the shaitan tries to keep a person to sleep, make a person sleep. One is take the name of Allah Ta'ala, other is make wudu, other is read two rakats salah. So the first two rakats, we try and keep it short so that we can get this benefit of being out of the clutches of shaitan. So now the second thing is, one who wakens up or wakes for Fajr Salah is cheerful. Why? Ulama gives some explanation. A man that read his Fajr Namaz, he goes out, he's cheerful, he's happy. Why? What is the reason for this? Some explanation that Ulama give. One is that he knows that Allah Ta'ala has enabled him to worship Him. Allah has given me the tawfiq to read the Salah. It was only the tawfiq and the that ability from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's allowed me to read the salah. Person knows that he's happy, he's cheerful. Allah has given me this tawfiq, number one. Number two, his person is hopeful that Allah will reward him and grant him blessings because of his worship. Allah ta'ala will reward me. A person is hopeful and he's cheerful. This is why now you find a person will be happy in the morning. Number three is, he knows that Allah ta'ala will assist him and guide him for whatever task he has for that day. Allah Ta'ala is there with me. Allah has allowed me to read this Fajr Salah. Allah has given me the tawfiq of waking up in the morning. Number four is, he is free from the yokes of shaitan. So therefore, now this person has woken up, that the yokes, those three yokes, those three knots of shaitan, he's completely free. So naturally a person will be happy. Naturally a person will be cheerful. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of waking up every day for tahajjud salah, waking up for fajr salah. What an easy remedy without taking any. Today people are taking, so many people are taking tablets for depression. Tablets because they are feeling low, they're feeling they're not energetic, they've got no energy. One easy prescription from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a person waking up for tahajjud salah, waking up for fajr salah, starting his day early. There'll be so much of happiness and goodness and barakat in a person's life just by doing this. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.